2-phenylethanol is an aromatic alcohol. The distinctive feature of this chemical is its rose scent, which makes it widely applied in cosmetics and fragrances, and as a flavoring agent in the food industry. Commercial phenylethanol is mainly obtained via chemical synthesis or extracted from rose petals. Chemicals methods lead to the use of catalysts that are corrosive and toxic to human beings, animals, and the environment. Natural 2-phenylethanol is expensive and cannot meet the market demand due to its relative low content in plants. An alternative method of phenylethanol production is its biosynthesis from phenylalanine by the Cluveromyces marxanus yeast. The application of yeast for biosynthesis of 2-phenylethanol is more eco-friendly in comparison to traditional chemical methods. During biosynthesis, no carcinogens or harmful byproducts are produced. In comparison to natural phenylethanol, its biosynthesized version is cheaper to produce while maintaining high quality. In order to achieve higher biosynthesis productivity of 2-phenylethanol, a high concentration of biomass in the culture medium is required, which can be achieved only by running the cultivation in the fed batch mode. Although, a serious problem of fed batch cultivations is the increase in osmotic stress, which is induced by accumulation of unconsumed feeding solution components in the growth medium. The latter can drastically influence the biosynthesis productivity and final biomass yield. The aim of the present study was to find out the optimal composition of the synthetic growth medium and feeding solution in respect to the main biomass components, carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus, to achieve the maximum yeast biomass yield and phenylethanol productivity. To find out specific consumption rates of carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus, a series of Cluveromyces marxanus microcultivation experiments were set up. The results obtained from the microcultivations were implemented when formulating feed media for the fed batch experiments in the 5-liter laboratory bioreactor. The obtained results indicate that the optimal molar relations of analyzed components for carbon, nitrogen, and phosphorus are respectively 1 to 0.039 to 0.006. After medium and feeding solution composition optimization, no significant component accumulation was observed during fed batch bioreactor cultivations.